Blog Talk Radio.
There you are.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. You hear me all right?
I do. How do I sound?
Good. Good.
All right.
All right, let's see here. It's 3:40. We've already got the blog talk going. If you want to start now, we can.
Up to you, though. All right, let me just say one thing here. One second. You want to tweet it out. Who the fuck? Who gave it a dislike?
I mean, this came up like 2 seconds ago. It was 2 seconds after it was posted with dislike. I'm like, come on.
I mean, just don't come to the video. Just don't be here.
You don't even know what we're talking about. You
just
know what
get
I mean?
Out.
Like, come on.
Even be here. All right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right.
What time is it? What time is it?
Broadcasting from Cincinnati, you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
All right, we are live. Welcome to a very special Tuesday edition of Ringside Reporter. Beeb did an interview earlier with Bob Arum, and he shed some light on the Teofimo Lopez situation, the Terrence Crawford situation, and also, more importantly, the Fury Wilder postponement. We have that video up. If you go to our channel, ringsidereporterlive.com, you can go there and see it on our channel. What was it, the first minute and a half? I think the first minute and a half, he has like a dicey connection with Bob Arum. I guess the audio is real low. But after that, the interview is perfect. So he did a great job on that interview, by the way, Beeb. So tell us what he said about – go ahead and just give us a brief synopsis of what happened in this interview.
Well, the whole thing with these ticket sales, right, because I called T-Mobile and I talked to other people. Mm-hmm. And Because I call them, pretending I'm a customer, you know what I mean? What's available? How many's left? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Blah. And again, a large chunk of these tickets were sold according to T-Mobile. So then I wanted to ask him, you know, because obviously he follows what's going on as well. And, you know, the total sale of the tickets would equate to $19 million. So they sold $15 million worth of the total sale, right? That's what the total house would be for a sellout. So they were pretty damn near close to on their way to being a sellout with 3 weeks left, right? So that's one rumor that's debunked.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about that for a minute, because that was a big deal. That the big conspiracy theory here was, well, you know, they weren't selling enough tickets. So they had to move it to October, you know. But we just kind of debunked that because they've already sold 15 million. A sellout was 19 million, so they were well on their way to having
well
a sellout
way.
Event there. So
yeah.
Can't say ticket sales.
And that's what no Brits. And again,
right? That's right.
I called a couple other people too that are in the know, right? And they confirmed it. Like this, there wasn't many tickets left, you know. I was told there was around 2,500 to 3,000 tickets left. That's what I was told about a week ago. So that's one rumor that was debunked. And now he also said, which was surprising to me, that they're not required to be COVID tested until a week before the fight. So that's mandated that everyone's being COVID tested a week before the fight.
This blew my mind. Yeah.
That blew my mind that they waited so late to do the COVID test. Now, the argument could be, Well, if no one has symptoms, why COVID does? But here's the thing. There could be somebody in your camp, right, that may be COVID positive, and if you catch it a month earlier, then you can tell them, hey, you know, you got to get out, go quarantine or whatever, and then they won't be able to pass it on to others. But here's the horrible thing about that, right? So they wait so long before they test the fighters, before it's mandated. Because it is a mandate by the commission. It is part of the fighters' medicals. Now, but they just do it a week before, right? They need – anytime a fighter has to get his medicals, whether it be the blood work or any type of test for health reasons, those have to be given to the commission. Now, people say, well, what about the HIPAA? No. HIPAA gets thrown out the window there because the fighters sign a waiver, right? They have to fill out a medical questionnaire. They have to prove to the commission that they're physically fit to fight. And you're not physically fit to fight if you have COVID because you're a threat to other people, the fighter and his team, whatever. All right? So, again, HIPAA is a totally separate issue. That means he doesn't have to tell you, a nobody.
Can I ask a question here? Okay, so they fill out that form and says that they have to prove that they're medically fit to fight. Do they have to prove that they're not medically fit to fight, though?
What do you mean?
In the sense, well, if he does get COVID, he does get COVID or he has something else going on with him, anything that he doesn't want to release, can he just say, hey, I'm not fit to fight? We have a doctor saying he's not fit to fight. Do they have to release the – I wonder if they have to release the reason. I don't know. I was just curious.
Again, you would have to give that to the commission, but no one else has to see it. Like everyone's sitting there saying, well, why doesn't he release the results to his COVID test? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, he doesn't have to. No one has to. He doesn't have to tell other people his medical history. That's a HIPAA violation.
Right.
Okay? The HIPAA violation.
Incidentally, you know, you said that they don't test these guys for COVID until a week out, and that's kind of like a mandate.
Correct. It's part of the protocol.
Right, and that just completely blows my mind. Again, with all the money on the line and everything like that, and I heard him say, Bob Arum says, well, you know, if they're not showing symptoms, why would we test them?
Because
there's millions of dollars
it.
On the line?
Because you can still pass it to somebody who may have some. So many people have got it, and they have no symptoms. Other people get symptoms. Now, according to Bob Arum, that, you know, Fury had similar symptoms to me because when I had it, I remember I told you my chest was a little congested. I was a little stuffy in the nose, whatever. Now, obviously, if you can't breathe properly, you can't fight. That's obvious, right? But here's the thing. If he wanted to get out of the fight due to a medical reason, all you have to do is go to a doctor and say, doctor, I sprained my ankle. It's killing me. I can't push off of it. And a doctor will grab your ankle, move it around, touch. Did that hurt? Yeah, that hurts. He may order an x-ray. Okay, no broken bones. But he's not going to order MRI. A doctor will not order an MRI unless you're going to get surgery. Okay? Because I go into the doctors all the time sometimes, but not all the time, but I've gone because I have a torn labrum in my shoulder. And I was doing things that I shouldn't have been doing, so I got a flare-up. So I went to the doctor. He tells you, push. He puts his hand on your shoulder, and he tells you to push his shoulder. And if you don't feel pain, then you're okay. Now, if I wanted to pretend that I was hurt, and I go, you know, he could write in his report, patient has pain in his shoulder, right? If I want to get out of doing something, if I want to go on restrictions, or if someone wants to go on restrictions at work, they can't lift or whatever, then they can provide this note from the doctor saying that you know, I have a bad, his shoulder's hurting him, or he sprained his ankle, or he's got a strain in his shoulder, whatever. So there was so many ways for him to get out of the fight for a medical reason. He could say, hey, he could do what Ryan Garcia did. Hey, I'm having mental problems, psychological problems right now. I'm not mentally fit to fight. I went to a therapist. You know, there's so many ways to get out of the fight. But one thing nobody's going to do, nobody's going to take no medical professional, no one, guaranteed no one will take a test result and falsify that. That is a felony.
Can't do it.
It's a felony. You're done.
You also lose your livelihood because you'll never be a doctor. You know what I'm saying?
You'll never work again. You have a felony on your record. You won't even get a job at McDonald's. You got a felony on your record. So he could have just went to the doctor and said, hey, I sprained my ankle. And the doctor would have did some tests or whatever, some physical tests by, you know, moving the ankle around. Like, ah, does that hurt? Yeah, that hurts. Doesn't hurt. You can lie to a doctor. I did it several times when I was in the military. If I didn't want to go into the field, because we're in the military, you want to go to the field, right? You have to hike, you have to hold. I would go, hey, you know, my shoulder's hurting me. I can't carry my weapon during these hikes because my shoulders hurt me. Then do the test. Does that hurt? Ah, yeah. It didn't hurt, but I wanted to get out. So, again, there's so many ways to fake your way to fake an injury, but you can't fake a fucking test. No doctor,
here,
no doctor is going to give you, you know, falsify your medical test results for you. They would be ruined for life. Okay?
Notorious says, do we have any info on when the fight will happen?
October 9th is the date, and the T-Mobile Arena is still going to be the arena. They're not going to change the arena. Even, you know, here's another rumor. Oh, well, they postponed the fight just so that the travel ban would be lifted, and then they'd put it in a stadium. They're not changing the arena, and they already sold out without the Brits. So almost sold out without the Brits. So, again, another rumor debunked.
Where did they come up with these, Beeb? I mean, some of these were just completely out of left field.
Listen, I am angry. Do you know a bigger Fury fan than me? You don't, right?
Maybe his dad.
I have two fucking Fury T-shirts in my closet. I love the guy, but I'm mad. I'm angry. He was irresponsible. Bob said he didn't get the second shot. He confirmed it. Oh, because he didn't want to get it too close to the fight.
The moron. You moron.
I understand that because he didn't want to get the side effects and deal with it during training.
It's one day. It's one day.
One day. But what he should have done, he should have been there. And then you know what else was shocking to me? I guess Fury already had COVID before. Did you hear when Bob said that during the interview?
No.
He said that he had it a couple months ago or earlier, and then he got it again. So Fury got COVID twice, according to Bob.
Well, you know what? And you know what? I just looked up home tests. They're $25 a piece at CVS for home COVID tests.
I get them free.
Get them. Some people, and I imagine at Top Rank or whatever, if they buy them in quad, they can get them for very, very cheap. But the thing is, like, get these guys tested. You have to test them through camp. If they have not, if you're not going to go through with your vaccines, whatever. Do whatever you want. But at least test these guys.
Oh, he's getting beat up in camp. Once again, our other source that we talked to?
Yes.
He had showed me some statements from people that were in the camp that are neutral. They're
right.
Neutral. And they said that he looked great in camp.
Okay.
And Bob Arum confirmed.
Yeah, Bob Arum said the same thing.
I'll forward you some of the messages I got.
Yeah.
And these are neutral. Obviously, Bob's going to say he looked great. But these people this person that I most recently got a statement from our source, he said he looked great in camp.
Perfect.
Again, once again, sparring is practice. You ever hear the term gym fighter? You have guys that are just great gym fighters. There's many guys that do great in the gym, but then when they get in a real, when they have an official fight, they lose. They get knocked out, right? Who cares? How many times James Quick Tillis beat Mike Tyson in the amateurs, right? Look what Mike Tyson did to him in the pros. He destroyed him. So stop with these. Everyone wants to put so much stock into these sparring sessions. They're practice. That's like playing in a scrimmage, in a basketball scrimmage when you're in practice, and you're lighting, you know, the starting point guard up. You think the point guard's really going full strength on you? I mean, come on. If Fury beats the shit out of his sparring partners, they're not going to come back. Okay? They're not going to come back.
That's not sparring's for anyway.
Sparring is practice, okay?
Right.
Sparring is practice. Oh, well, you have marks on. Again, anyone can have marks on their face. He's a fair-skinned guy. He's light-skinned.
Well,
you can just. So what? He's got a couple marks on his face. What does that mean? He had his eye fucking hanging off when he fought Wallen. He still won the fight 10 rounds to 2. What the fuck does that mean?
It means nothing.
Me zero.
Not to mention the guys in there are going to go in there and mimic Wilder style. That's not how they fight. It's not how, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, it's just, you know, sparring, people think when they're actually like, you know, they're actually fighting in there. And there's a big difference between sparring and fighting. There just is.
Listen, this fight is being postponed for one reason and one reason only. Because Tyson Fury was fucking irresponsible. All right? No one's going to sit there and say Tyson Fury doesn't fuck up, that he's not volatile, that he's not sometimes he's unstable.
He's unstable.
He's unstable. Not sometimes. He's a mentally unstable guy. And I love the guy to death, man. He sends me Christmas cards, but I have to tell the fucking truth. I have to tell the truth. I can't lie. I cannot give somebody blind. I have to tell people when they're wrong, right? We're friends. You tell me when I'm wrong. You tell me, Beeb. I don't agree with you, Beeb. You shouldn't do that.
That's what friends
Beeb,
do.
Beeb, when you said that, I thought you were wrong. I've apologized to you. You've apologized to me.
That's life.
That's fucking life. If you really are a fan of a fighter, tell him the truth. Tell him the truth. He was irresponsible.
Right.
He shouldn't have been going out gallivanting, You know what Bob said? Bob said he thinks that he got it when he went to Florida to visit Adrian Broner. That's what there's no way they can know that, but he's suspecting that's the case. He's flying around Adrian Broner. He's going to a fucking an event with 73,000 people in it. I mean, come on, bro. He was irresponsible. Now, again, he's afraid. And then some people say, okay, well, maybe he's not. I'm going to name drop here because D-Style made a statement, and I'm going to respectfully kind of disagree with him a little bit. And then I'm going to kind of agree with him, but then kind of disagree with him at the same time. He goes like this. He goes, well, I don't think Tyson Fury is afraid of combat. He's not afraid of contact. He's not afraid of the actual fight itself. But maybe he just feels as though he's not ready for the fight. He's not prepared. Okay. So that's fear, though, isn't it? Like, that's being afraid of not being prepared, not being ready, right? So if you're not prepared and you're not ready, right, then you're afraid to face this challenge at this particular time because you're not ready, right? So that would be, in essence, fear, right? Because people like to say, oh, well, Floyd Mayweather really wasn't afraid of anybody. He just didn't want to lose his O. Okay, well, how could he lose his O? By fighting someone who could take it away from him. So there's a fear of losing your O. Do you set your alarm? You set your alarm clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
So I wake up on time.
Because you're afraid that you may not wake up on time, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
That's something that you're concerned with, right? So again, I'm not saying D-Style's wrong. I can't say that he felt as though he was prepared or not. I'm not in the guy's head. But you can't say, if you're going to say that he didn't want to take the fight because he wasn't prepared, then that's a concern. That's a form of fear. He was fearful of the fight because he wasn't ready. Was he afraid of Wilder per se, the person, the fighter? Well, if you're not ready and you have to fight this guy, then obviously there's a concern that you need to be in better shape. So that means that you're afraid to go into the fight. And I hate to use the word afraid. You are concerned about going into this fight in this particular state.
Let me ask you a quick question here, real quick.
But I don't think any of that is true, anyways. But I can't confirm or deny. I'm just saying my opinion.
So, okay, we both sparred before. You've actually been in amateur fights. I've sparred before. You've sparred before.
Novice amateur.
But you've been in there, and you know, with jiu-jitsu and stuff like that, rolled on the mats with, you know, like brown belts and stuff like that. They just squash you, you know, squash you like a bug. But were you ever afraid, like, if somebody comes in the gym and they say they want to spar, you're sparring, you're already in the sparring, you just kind of, to me, I just put on my gloves and I go, the guy across from me, we're fighting, we're sparring or whatever. It's not.
Can I answer that question?
Yeah.
I was afraid all the time. But I'll tell you why. I'll tell you how to deal with that. Because your adrenaline is the fight or flight hormone. Okay? So what happens is the fear would immediately turn to fight. So the fear I had in my body, yeah. I used it as weaponry to go into the session to benefit me. So I guess my
point is, but you weren't scared. You weren't okay. I think there's a difference between fear and being scared. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no. We'll quote.
There's a healthy fear. Go ahead.
100. That's a great word. But we'll quote the great Customato. You know, everybody's afraid, right? He goes, there's a difference between the coward and the hero, because both of them are afraid. Both of them have fear, but the coward runs while the hero fights, right? So it's good to be afraid because it makes you alert. It makes you concerned about what's in front of you, right? Because if you're not afraid, you're going to let your – there's an old saying in the military. I know I don't want to keep going off topic here, but there's an old saying in the military – you never want to share the foxhole with someone who's not afraid to die. Why is that? Because he will not fight to live, and he will not fight and help you live, right? Because he's not afraid to die. So it's good to be afraid. Fear is a good thing because it makes you alert. It makes you get ready. I set that alarm clock because I'm afraid to be late to work. I don't want to be late to work. Now, fear is a problem when it paralyzes you. It just absorbs all of your energy and you can't control it. When fear is not controlled, then it's a horrible thing. But if you can control your fear and channel your fear into something positive, right, then that's a good thing. So was he prepared or not? I will never know. I wasn't in the camp, but I heard
reports we're hearing.
I heard reports that he looked great in camp.
Guys,
and I'm not going to reveal our source because I don't want
right.
to. I don't want to dox the guy. You know the guy that I'm talking about.
Right.
The guy that always and he's
he always
he's been right. He's been right. What? But 99%
of
the
been
time.
Wrong, I'll put it that way.
Yeah. So he told me.
You know, and again, man, again, you know, at this level, they're not scared. He's not scared of Deontay Wilder. He's not scared of fighting. He's not scared. You know, guys. He has COVID. I don't understand what is so difficult. You know what I mean? What is so difficult to understand about this? He's got COVID. Okay, do we need to see a test? Do we really need to see a test? No, look, the fight was postponed. 10 of the guys in his camp got COVID. What are we – I don't understand like this whole – and then all of a sudden we come down with the conspiracy theories. Guys, listen, I told you, with the conspiracy theories, there's got to be a payoff. There's no payoff here. That's number one. But number two, sometimes the easiest thing – the easiest truth to see is the one right in front of you that you're seeing with your own two eyes. And this is what we're seeing. Thank you so much, JC. We appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Fury's problem is this. He just doesn't give a fuck. It's that simple.
Yeah.
He doesn't
That's
give
it.
A fuck.
That's it.
He doesn't give a fuck. That's all. You know, that's all. And, you know, people could say, well, Bob Arum – should do this, Bob Arum should do that. The commission should. The commission is the one that's in charge of, you know, keeping track of the fighters' medicals, right? So that's the commission's job. Bob Arum's job is to promote the event. He's not there to babysit Tyson Fury. He's just not. Now, again, he could say, you know what? This is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. He could sit there and say, I got a lot of money on the line here. I'm going to need to see a couple COVID tests before we go forward here, because he reserves the right to not promote the fight, right?
And he's silly, in my opinion. He's silly for not doing this. He really is. It's a bad move for him. Again, you've got people. There's millions of dollars in place. There's sites. There, you know, the sites there. Everything else. Listen, man, do your due diligence. And your job as a promoter is to put this fight on. Make sure it gets to the ring. That's your job.
And
that's
Jamal
your
Herring,
job.
Correct. But as but if I'm like, Arum,
Notorious,
Arum,
thank you so much.
Go ahead, Eric.
I just said Notorious, thank you so much. He says Fury and Wilder, Fury and Makhmud Char, Per Suleiman, lay off of Suleiman, man. And then Don the Coco the Don Boxing Channel, thank you so much, $5. Tyson the Irresponsible Fury, couldn't have said it better myself. He is very irresponsible. So is Bob Arum, though, in my opinion.
Yeah, Bob Arum.
Bob Arum's
Arum
a friend of the show, but he's
he should have stepped up.
Yeah,
because look what Dana White did. Look at the protocol he set forth when they opened up before boxing did, and I guess I asked Bob back at that time. I go, are you, since they have that protocol in place, are you following that same protocol? You know what he says to me? He goes, we're doing something better. No, you're not. Because look how many of his fighters have tested positive compared to everybody else.
Yeah, that's true. And listen, man, if you want to, you know, listen, if that's the case and you're not going to do all that, great, set up a bubble again. Set up the bubble again. And that way, you know, you keep these guys in one place and nobody does anything, nobody's the wiser, blah, blah, blah. And you get your job, again, I can't stress this enough, your job as the promoter is to get the fight in the ring. That's your job.
Joseph Parker does not have COVID. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have it.
Yeah, Joseph Sneezy Foster says, why, if
because he doesn't have COVID.
He does not have COVID. Per
That was wrong.
What is it, Sky Sports?
He doesn't have COVID. So that's false.
That's it. Nacho, let's see. Nacho says, everyone keeps saying since Parker was out in public, they're all lying about having COVID. Again, Parker does not have COVID.
Can an argument be made that Tyson Fury self-sabotages himself? Because
100%.
Of course.
100%.
No one is going to say that this is not Tyson Fury's fault. No one's going to – well, at least no one on this show is going to say it's not Tyson Fury's fault. Bob Arum I would give him some of the blame as well. I would even blame the commission. The commission needs to be more diligent and say that we need these tests. We need these guys tested as soon as training camp starts. We need these guys tested every week, two or three times a week. It's a simple test.
Omar Rodriguez says the LBDC said that Parker had COVID, and they always speak the truth. Listen, yeah, they also said that Teofimo is going to vacate the belt too, you know, so there you go.
No, he's not vacating the belt.
Of course he's not. Wilder Channel say it's fake news. Again, ask yourself this, because you're going to hear, number one, we just talked to the guy who promotes the event. Arum's the guy. That's it. Okay? He says they have COVID. We go with that. But, again, ask yourself this. Did a doctor lie about him having COVID? You know what I'm saying? Because the commission, in order to move this event, has to get a doctor, they've got to see some proof. Hey, we saw the proof now. So a doctor lied about it. So the doctor's going to risk his license, his livelihood, and everything else, jail time, everything else, just so Tyson Fury can, you know, they can get a few more millions of dollars out of it.
The first people that get the results of any test, besides the doctor, is the commission, okay? And D-Style can confirm this, and we're not going to go too deep into it because we had another situation, and he knows that's the truth based on another experience we had, or he had, I should say, not we had, another experience that he had with research from another situation. And if he wants to ever talk about it, then he can talk about it. I'm not going to go in depth about it, but he knows too, that any medical test result goes to the commission before it even goes to the fighter. When a fighter tests positive for PED, the doctor's report goes straight to the commission. The commission knows before the fighter that he tested positive. Right?
Yeah.
They know. Okay. So, it's that simple. So the commission should probably have a better protocol in place where they're requiring these tests be done earlier, like right when training camp starts. Because Micaiah Mayer said that it started 2 weeks out, and Bob Arum said it started 1 week out. And I guess the reason why Fury tested positive is because he had symptoms. He got the test because he had symptoms. So.
Jason's in the chat saying he's been proven right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right about what?
Right about
Fury tested positive for COVID. He's not lying. Maybe he's right about the ticket sales because he said the ticket sales weren't doing well.
We're doing bad. Sneezy Foster. Why are the LBTs also spreading always spreading lies, though?
It's called it's
clickbait.
Called,
they're getting called, money off of this.
It's called telling people what they want to hear so they'll listen to you.
Clickbait.
That's why we get. That's why we get no views, because we don't lie to people.
We don't lie to them. We don't make these catchy clickbaity titles saying, you know, Teofimo is, you know.
Oh, he froze up. But that's why. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. We could lie, too. We could lie. We could be clickbaity if we wanted to, too. Not that hard.
No. I can come up with a billion catchy titles, you know. Sparks Fly, salute. Thank you so much. Let's see here. Why do people keep saying Parker has COVID? Because I don't know. I guess because he was in camp. Was he? I guess he was in camp with Fury. But the bottom line is he doesn't have, you know, he doesn't have COVID. And Sky Sports interviewed him. He cooperated. He said, anyway, I don't have COVID. You know. So there you go. So let's talk about Teofimo, because that was another part of this interview that I really enjoyed too. When he talked about Teofimo. Solomon Sadiq, thank you so much, sir. He says that Fury just may just be lacking motivation, beat him so easy the last time.
I'm not ruling that out. I'm not ruling that out.
Well, he may not have motivation, but I'm not going to say he doesn't have COVID. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. He still has COVID. He may not have a lot of motivation, but it still doesn't change the fact that he has COVID.
Listen, if he wanted to get out of the fight, they wouldn't say that he and eight other people have COVID. What they would do is they would just say he sprained his ankle, or he's got a bad cold, or he's got bronchitis. They could have done anything. They could have said he sprained his ankle, sprained a wrist, threw his shoulder out, his back's hurting him. They could have done anything. There's so many ways. There was so many more easier ways to get out of this fight than say I have COVID. Let's just be honest.
You know, I'll say this with the LBDC as far as they're concerned, and they I know they always ride it with Wilder and the you know the PBC guys and everything, and that's fine, whatever. I haven't listened. I'll be honest. I haven't listened to any of their stuff. I see their like their titles and everything like that. Maybe they're just offering an alternative point of view. I don't know. I don't know if they presented this fact or not. You know, so you know.
No, they're not. Promoting, they're trying to present it as fact. They're flat out lying.
Yeah,
they're flat out lying, and it's not you. You can't have an opinion about a lie, you know.
Right.
Like this, Joseph Parker does not have COVID. It has not been confirmed that he has COVID.
Correct.
He says he doesn't have it, so they're saying he definitely has it. That I would consider that a lie.
Right.
My opinion.
Right.
I'm not afraid to say it. That's a lie. You're saying that he has COVID. It's a lie.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's been proven that he hasn't. So talking about Terrence Crawford here, or not Terrence Crawford, but Teofimo, we'll get to Terrence Crawford here in a minute, but Teofimo Lopez. I guess
Bob was all over the place with this one.
Yeah, he really was.
So this one's a tough one to unpack, because I asked him, I said, what's going to happen? Is Teofimo going to go to Australia? Oh, no, he doesn't have to go to Australia. The IBF how can the IBF determine where the fight's going to be? I thought that was the promoter's job.
I don't know. That was an odd one to me.
Yeah. So I'm not 100% board, 100% on board with this one. You know, I don't think Trilla is, you know, they won the purse bid, right? Now, I guess there's some legal stuff going on behind the scenes. I think Teofimo as a lawyer, and they're battling with Trilla over this. But once again, you know, you can't really take Bob at his word when he's talking about legal things, because he also said he would win the arbitration, right? So once again, we're
going
to be objective here. Can by Bob saying that this fight's not going to be in Australia, do I believe that with 100% certainty? No, because he's not even promoting the event, right?
Right.
So will Teofimo vacate the title? Again, if he vacates the title, he still is going to be sued for damages from Trilla, because again, they won the purse bid, they put the money up.
Why?
You know, so they're going to have to be made whole here in this situation.
Why doesn't he want to go to Australia? What does he? I mean, I think we have to. Like I said, man, I think he dog walks this guy. I don't care where it is.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. I mean, obviously, I think it's an ego thing. I'm the A side. Why should I? Maybe he's looking at it as a sign of weakness, like it's a sign of him showing, weakness to Kampusos, that he's going to, make it like being conciliatory to him, I guess. I don't know.
All right, let's go to Jason here. Jason's on the phone here. 706.
What's going on, guys? First, I want to say you guys have been doing a lot of great work recently.
Can I ask you a question?
No. Fuck that. This is my call. Shut up, man. Let me speak. Fuck that.
I love when he does that. I love
it. I want to say you guys have been doing a lot of great work. So, and there's 46 people in the chat. There's only 16 likes. So that means 30 people are watching for free. So you broke bums should be liking that video right about now. We need 30 more likes, okay?
Yeah, like the video, guys. I mean, again, man, we don't ask you for much. Jesus.
Let me do that.
Steve's been putting videos day after day here.
Let me do that. Second of all, LDBC is not the one that lied about Parker having COVID. Dan Raphael has been writing articles like for 2 weeks saying that Parker has COVID, and today Parker came out. Listen, let me finish. Now, let me finish, man. Come on. Then Parker came out and said, that was news to me. So Dan Raphael has been spreading lies for ESPN and for Bob Arum and Top Rank to muddy the waters. And these idiots in the chat are blaming LDBC. LDBC didn't start these rumors. They said Parker's lying. They exposed this shit. And now Parker confirmed it. So that's bad Dan Raphael, not the LDBC here. I mean, what did LDBC lie about? They're the ones that said in the boxing world that Wilder deserved the trilogy fight. They were proved right? And B was also one of them. LDBC didn't start these fucking rumors about Fury having COVID and shit. That's all this fucking ESPN writers and all that shit. And now it took Beeb, an independent fucking YouTuber, to get everything sorted out with just one phone call, which fucking Coppinger or somebody could have done, but they're lazy, so they don't do it. They just like to fulfill these fucking fantasies and keep pushing them and recycling all this bullshit. LDBC isn't to blame here. It's only the fucking Top Rank camp that are using these fake injuries, all this shit, to cancel fights they don't want to do. Teofimo was in 1 week. He's in vacation in Italy. Then he's sick at home with his wife. Fury is fucking in England. He's already in England. How is he fucking traveling and shit if he's got COVID? All this is fucking bullshit, so it's hard to trust these people. And that's the only thing LDBC has been saying. So it's good to have a different opinion, because before LDBC, who was it? It was Steve Kim, Dan Raphael, and Dougie Fisher. They could fucking lie about any fighter, and there was no pushback. So I'm glad we have alternative sources, That's why we got this interview with Bob today, because B went out of his way to get that shit done. Without that, we wouldn't have known that $15 million worth of tickets were sold. There are people on Twitter that actually went and counted how many tickets were sold. You can actually count. There's only 2,300 tickets that were left for sale when the fight was canceled. Yeah.
You can count.
Yeah. And these
you can
fucking
call
UK
the arena.
Fans
you can call the arena. You can
UK,
ask them.
Dude, these UK fans are posting a mass of these seating charts, and they don't even zoom in. They just show the blue. All that blue symbolizes is that every section has a couple of seats left. But when you zoom in, you see there's like 15, 30, 40 seats in every section. These UK fans are some of the most dishonest scumbags that I've ever come across. I have no fucking sympathy for these losers, man. And that's what they deserve. Like, UK boxing is fucking shit right now. What does UK boxing have? All they do is shit on American boxers. And what does UK boxing have going on? Conor Benn? That's what you guys have? Besides Josh Taylor, UK boxing is fucking dead. AJ hasn't done anything in fucking years besides fight Pulev. So that's why these guys sit around bashing LDBC and PBC all day, because Eddie just abandoned the UK. They have nothing left over there. What is going on in the UK? Callum Smith is retired. Billy Joe is retired. Kell Brook is retired. Amir Khan is retired. These bums have nothing but America. America is running boxing, and that's why these UK fucking bums are so fucking bitter about it. That's my call, and cheers to you guys for all this hard work.
Can I say one thing before you go?
Thank you
for the support, bro. Can I say one thing before you go? And let me ask you this, and tell me if I'm wrong here. Once it was found out that Parker did not have COVID, why did the LDBC not retract what they said?
LDBC didn't say they had COVID. They said Dan Raphael keeps saying that, and it's a lie. They're calling out Dan Raphael. So they've been proven right. And Parker today confirmed that he never had COVID. Dan Raphael on Twitter all week, he was talking shit to people saying, oh, I have sources. I know he's got COVID. Shut the fuck up. You don't know anything. He told me to shut up. Parker's got COVID, when I was telling him, you're so full of shit, Dan. You're just spinning for TR. LDBC isn't saying Parker's got COVID. It was guys like Dan and fucking Coppinger and fucking Pugmire. I think you've got that kind of issue kind of confused. LDBC is not saying that Parker's got COVID, man. Maybe a couple of channels somebody might have said, because that's what the reporters are reporting. But now it's been debunked. He has no COVID. Baby Anderson, he has no COVID either. I just saw a tweet on my
Boxing Ego. Boxing Ego made like 50 videos. Boxing Ego made like fucking 10 videos saying he got COVID, and he's at the gym. He's at the gym with COVID with no mask.
No, he said Dan Raphael reported that he had COVID. He said he was reporting what Dan Raphael said.
This came out this weekend
that he doesn't have COVID,
right.
And Boxing Eagle still was making videos
today,
that he had
like
COVID.
Yesterday.
I told you guys on Sunday.
We found out on Sunday he didn't have COVID, Jason. I'm just telling you the truth.
Right.
That's good. Okay.
Not lying.
Okay.
Scott.
And then Boxing Ego made fucking 3 videos since then that he still has COVID.
But if you listen to Boxing Ego, he never says I'm LDBC. He never says I'm LDBC, LDBC. He never even mentions that term. People
whatever.
Just put it in front that I'm a boss.
You're right. You're right.
You know?
You're right. But Blue Blood was still making videos.
Yeah. He's LDBC, he is, but, you know, whatever. That's just a prerogative. But, man, these fucking promoters lie more than the LDBC guys. I mean, these guys are saying, oh, LDBC never retracted. When do these promoters ever retract their lies? These guys are usually
trying
to make a couple of bucks.
I'm never gonna do something bad or stupid or idiotic because someone else does it, and I'm not going to say, well, he did it, so why can't I? You know when I used to do that? When I was 10, and my brother would do something dumb, and I would do it because I saw him get away with it, and I would get caught, and I'd get slapped in the face. And then I'd say, well, why didn't you freaking slap him? Well, we didn't catch him. You did it, dummy. So you don't – I
fucking
hate that whataboutism excuse, man. It's just – it's not fucking – it's not a credible excuse, bro.
What do you guys think about Charlo Castano? You guys discussed that already? You guys like that fight?
Great fight. We haven't discussed it yet.
All right, Jason,
also,
we're going to get out of now. Thank you.
All right, thanks, boss. Thanks, Lord.
Yeah, you know what? And I think I know where he was going with this. Let me pull this up. I think I know where he was going with this.
Dan Raphael really did some horrible fucking journalism in regards to this topic. He was fucking horrible.
So check this, man. So it was just announced for August 28th. PBC just sent out a communication here. David Benavidez versus Jose Uzcategui. For August 28th in Phoenix. That's a good fight. That's a solid fight. No, you don't like it?
I knew that fight. No, I knew that fight was coming, but I just didn't, you know, the date is new, but
yeah.
I already knew about the fight like a month ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, they just announced it, so.
Yeah, they didn't have a date, though. They said it was going to happen,
right.
They just didn't have a date.
That's
yeah.
a good fight.
No, I don't have a problem with the fight.
That's a good fight.
I have zero problem with the fight.
Wow,
no,
you don't like the
all.
Fight, huh?
You
don't
have
like
a problem
it?
With it.
You just said you didn't like it, man. Why don't you like the fight? I think that's a good fight. You like Benavidez, right?
I don't.
You just
like
don't
the
like
fight.
Him fighting this category.
I love the fight. I don't like the fight. I love the fight.
You just don't like him fighting this category.
I love it.
Wow. You don't like it. Wow. You just dumped all over that fight. That's crazy.
I think he should fight him in a trilogy. To be honest.
You just dumped all over that fight for no real reason, man. I was like, wow. I thought it was a great fight when I saw it. And then Beeb's like. It just dumps all over it. 718, New York, in the house.
So how you doing?
Go
how
ahead.
You doing?
Suleiman,
what up,
yeah,
baby?
So you,
what up?
Yeah, I think Wilder should just hold his head, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt, you know, let the man recover. We shouldn't be criticizing Tyson Fury. We should be wishing him to recover fully from this fight and, you know, get more acclimated with his trainer. During this time, I think it's a perfect opportunity for Wilder. Make the negative into a positive by getting more acclimated with his trainer and learn more of the fundamentals and they learn work for them to learn how to work much better together. And you know, abstain himself from all the criticism from other people and then move on to bigger and better things when he fights in this fight because Tyson's not, it might have that, it might be like, as Alexander Povetkin, when he comes back, he might not have to be in full effect. It affected Alexander Povetkin when he came back from the COVID and he fought Dillian White. He wasn't there 100%, and Dillian White took full advantage of it and knocked him out in a spectacular fashion. So if he could do that and get that WBC title, and once he gets it, he's going to have to make a choice. Is he going to fight Joshua? Is he going to have a full fight with Tyson Fury? Or is he going to fight his mandatory Dillian White? He's going to have to make a choice, or maybe he's going to be tied on top because he's coming up of age. So that's going to be another chapter for Deontay Wilder and another choice for him. And moving down to Keith Thurman, I think Keith Thurman should fight Ugas and reclaim his old title, the old WBA super middleweight welterweight championship that he has. I mean, he was on top. I know he got married. He got, you know, he has a kid. But now he should be fully focused with his prize fighting and fight for that WBBL belt and actually give a chance for Ugas to get some credibility, because Ugas was gifted that title because Pacquiao was stripped because Pacquiao didn't want to meet the sanctioning fee requirements, and he was thinking about fighting a UFC fight, so he pissed off the WBA, he got stripped. So then he tried to reinstate himself, but the WBA made a very good choice to keep Ugas as a super champion. Now Ugas has to take full advantage of that and possibly see if he could sign a contract with this gentleman, Keith Thurman. And if he could pull an upset against Keith Thurman, that's going to be a big win for him. It's going to add a lot of luster to his title and credibility to him. He has a fantastic amateur career. If he could start shooting his jab more in that fight and maybe catch this guy slipping and win, but I think Keith Thurman is going to reclaim that belt, and he's going to use that belt to push for unification with the winner of Errol Spence and Manny Pacquiao. And that's going to be a big pay-per-view fight. That's going to probably be one of the biggest fights in the welterweight division. And then they're going to have to start fighting all the contenders like Boot Ellis, all these guys that are waiting on the sidelines, waiting to take advantage of to be in the limelight. So going back to Deontay, if I was Deontay, man, I just hold my head, forget about all these criticisms from the people, take it light, and get more acclimated with my trainer. Melik Scott was a good fighter. I mean, the thing with him, the affecting him was his chin, man. He didn't have the chin for the upper echelon in the heavyweight division, but the guy could box, he could move, he had a good resume. He even has a loss to Deontay himself. So he seems to be very professional, man. When you see him talking, he's meticulous about his fighter. He's concerned about his fighter learning in the game, and even Deontay showing a little more focus, man, maturity too. Working with this guy. So I would like to see them move on to bigger, better things. He's still a big role model to a lot of youth, and we need that now at this time. A guy like Deontay Wilder, even Donald Trump called him to the White House one time. He represents us. So, you know, forget about all the negative and just think about the positive and move on to a better thing. You guys have a great day, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on your beautiful show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir. We appreciate it, man.
That was a great call, man.
He's always got good calls. And you know what? He had a really good I think it was him in the chat. He put down – he said that Deontay Wilder should fight Dillian White for the interim, like, WBC belt.
I said he should fight him for the full title. I think they
well, he doesn't have the full title. And they're not going to strip
him. I think they should strip him.
Why? You can't strip him. Why would you strip him? I mean, he's sick.
Well,
you know what I mean? You can't take it away from him because he's sick. You have to give him the benefit of the doubt. Because I thought the same thing. I was along those same lines here.
I'll tell you why I would strip him. Because of the irresponsibility.
Well, the irresponsibility falls on who? It falls on Tyson Fury, sure. But does it also fall on the promoter? Yes.
Yeah, we'll say it does.
You know? Obviously that fight couldn't happen. The Dillian White Wilder fight could not happen. Because then you push back the Fury fight again, months and months and months.
I would strip Fury because of irresponsibility.
I don't think you can though. Can you?
He could do anything.
Yeah, I guess they can get real creative when it comes down to brass tacks.
They're the WBC. I'm mad at Fury right now. I'm sorry.
I think everybody's mad. I between Fury and Bob Arum, I don't know where to place that. You know, I think the blame goes equally. I really do. You know, when you
Bob Arum can just lie with impunity and not even care.
No, not even care. Yeah, like I said, man, your sole job is to get the fight in the ring now, twice now. You've not gotten the fight in the ring. But I guess you can blame Triller for that more than you can blame Teofimo. I don't know. But there you go. Let's see here. And then let's talk about he mentioned Pacquiao and Spence. Suleiman did in his call. Is it me, and maybe it's me, but, look, man, I think that's a big event. it'll probably be the biggest event in boxing of the year. I'll be honest, because Fox is going to promote it.
Wilder Fury 3.
No.
You keep underestimating. You just don't like this fight. You keep being a negative Nelly about this fight.
Because it's not a good fight. It doesn't matter.
You don't like it.
Do you like the fight?
Honestly, I do. I don't hate it.
Stop it.
I don't. It does not bother me.
You would rather
like
see Fury and Joshua fight?
Not right now. I'd rather see this first.
You'd rather see this first, really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. I want to see why. I believe in redemption, Eric. I believe in second chances. Because I got more.
Fury, though.
Doesn't matter. I haven't bet against Fury since he turned pro.
I believe in redemption. I believe in the human spirit, but I'm still going to bet on Fury.
But give him the chance to even to try to gain his redemption. That's the thing. You don't believe it. Every time you failed in life, what if they told you, no, Eric, we're not going to give you another try at this, right?
Well, they have, but I just crawled in a hole. I mean, I don't know.
But if you got up to bat and you struck out, right?
Yeah.
And the coach says, guess what? We don't want you to play anymore. You keep striking out.
That's happened to me enough times, Beeb.
Happened to me, right? I was probably the worst baseball player ever, but at least they let me keep getting up.
You know,
did I embarrass myself? Well, they let me keep getting up because I was in what's called the youth league, right? Where you were guaranteed. You had to
guarantee the spot. Yeah, that's right.
They had to play you at least 3 innings. Thank you, D-Style. It was the rule. They had to play you at least 3 innings.
But let me ask you, this is a big event. This Pacquiao Spence fight is a big event. Am I the only one that thinks Spence is going to run this guy over? That this isn't really competitive?
No, I don't think it's competitive at all. I'm one of the few that says this is going to. I'm going to read you the scores right now.
120.
116 and 112. 115 and 113. And 115 and 113.
You think it's that close?
Yes. I have a special talent, bro. I can really assess styles.
You think this is going to be a good fight? You think this is going to be a good fight?
This is going to be a phenomenal fight.
Son, I think Spence runs through.
I'm going to make a huge, bold statement. I'm going to stand up for this one.
Oh.
This has the potential to be fight of the year.
Why are we looking at your stomach? I don't understand. You just stand up, and I'm like, what are you doing? We can't even hear you because your face is away from the mic. You're announcing this to your living room.
I just tried to make it more dramatic.
Dramatic.
But I think this is going to be a potential fight of the year.
Really? You think so?
This is going to be a phenomenal fight.
All right, man. Well, hey, maybe I'm the only guy, man. I don't know.
I'm betting on Pacquiao for the upset, but I'm going to pick Spence, but I'm going to lay something a little something on Pacquiao. I think this is a 60-40 fight.
Whoa.
A 60-40 fight. Spence 60, Pacquiao 40.
I think this is a 95-5 fight.
You said that last time when he fought Thurman.
Thurman.
When are you going to learn?
Man, it's not my fault Thurman can't get his act together. It's not my fault Thurman can't get his act together.
You know, ever since you picked Bellew with the upset, you've been going with the chalk since then. You
I'm
keep betting the chalk.
I'm a safe guy. I'm Mr. Pragmatic, son. You want to do a pie bet on this one?
No, you're not going to rope me in. Think you're going to rope me in? I will make one pie. Can we bet a pie bet on this? Can we bet the fight goes the distance?
I think it will go the distance.
A lot of people think Pacquiao's getting – my friend thinks Pacquiao's getting iced.
Nah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, he's been iced before. But you got to catch him.
I'm betting on Pacquiao, man.
Are you betting on Pacquiao?
I'm betting on Pacquiao. I'm going to bet on him.
Tony Yayo apparently going with Pacquiao too, man. Wow. Sneezy Foster says Errol Spence is a very basic fighter. Listen, what else do you need? You've got somebody – Finito Lopez was a basic fighter. He did all the basics very well. Undefeated.
If your basic is good, that's all you need.
What's a great fighter? Somebody who does the basics really well. You know what I mean?
I'm not looking for bolo punches, right? I'm not looking for shuffles. Just win the fucking fight. That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. There it is, man. Pugilism says Pac-Man in the tough one. There we go. Wow, man. Eric Lona Pie bet. Nacho, you want to bet on this? Are you betting Pacquiao? I'll totally listen, man. If anybody wants to do a pie bet on that fight, you're on, son. You got it. I'll take 50 pies in the face of Pacquiao wins. And incidentally, just so you guys know, I am rooting for Manny Pacquiao to win this fight. I hope he wins. I don't think he has a prayer to win. But I really, for him, if he wins this fight, where does that put him? He's got to be one of the best ever, right? He's got to be the best ever, right?
I mean,
who's better? At what? How old is he? 39?
No. 42.
42 years old, son. Going in there and beating a young buck like Errol Spence. Nah.
You're rooting for him to win, right?
I am rooting for Pacquiao to win. I would love to see
him. If you're only giving him a 5% chance to win, right? Don't ever root for me.
I never bet against Beebe, though, man. No way.
Don't ever root for me. If that's how you root for somebody, by giving them a 5% chance to win, don't ever root for me. Just stick a fork in me. I'm done. Oh, JC's picking Pac-Man. There's only one thing that's making me wary about picking Pac-Man now. Dwyer's picking Pac-Man. Whenever Dwyer makes a pick, I think he jinxes it.
Well, who did Dwyer take?
He's taking Pacquiao.
He's taking Pacquiao?
Yeah.
I'll bet him straight up some money, son.
So I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Whenever he takes a pick, I go the opposite way.
D-Style hit it on the head, man. I think some of us want Pacquiao to win, and it's clouding judgment. I do, too. Listen, he's a sentimental favorite. He's a sentimental favorite, no question. I get it.
I like Spence too, but I feel bad.
I actually feel bad
rooting against Spence, but I have to in this situation.
JC says Pac-Man for the win. A lot of people picking Pacquiao, man.
Wow, there's a lot of people.
Guys, I'm telling you, listen to me. I'm speaking to you now. This fight's not close.
Eric,
I'm telling you as a friend, man, because I know a lot of these Pac-Man.
Every time you say a fight's not close. Every time you say a fight's not close, it's a nail biter.
It's a nail biter.
Come on.
I'm telling you, listen to me. I'm speaking to you, man. I'm speaking to you as a friend here. This isn't close.
Your best pick was the Bellew over Hay, though.
That was great, wasn't it?
I was impressed with that one. But ever since then, you bet the chalk. So all you do is bet the chalk.
That's how I live. I'm betting the chalk, Daddy.
Keep betting. You're like Chakal. You bet these parlays with all the friggin' minus 1,000.
Minus 1,000. That's how I do it, son. I'm not saying none of the change.
I always bust his balls with those parlays. He fucking loves those parlays. he's hilarious, bro.
All right. Before we get out of here, let's talk a little Terrence Crawford here. So this is another pet peeve I have with with Bob Arum. Listen, man, it's. Terrence Crawford still doesn't have a dance partner. He's supposed to take place in, what, November?
I think he was saying October.
October, November, but still no, you know.
It's embarrassing.
Zepeda.
It's embarrassing.
Zepeda's the guy they want to fight again. Come on, man.
Well, that's the rumor. I asked him about it. He wouldn't confirm it.
He wouldn't confirm it, but, you know, that's what we've heard that a couple of places now, right?
Yeah, it seems like it's possible. It seems like it's leaning in that direction.
Come on, son. How is it you can't get him a big fight?
I don't know, man.
You could have had Sean Porter. Sean Porter was willing to fight him.
Yeah, I have no idea.
From what Bob Arum said, from what I read, he said that he couldn't, basically in a nutshell, they can't put the fight on pay-per-view because they don't think it'll sell. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Disappointing, bro.
It really is.
It's disappointing. You got a guy like Crawford, and it seems like his career is being wasted over there.
It's completely being wasted. He blew the Pacquiao fight. He blew it because that. How does that look? I mean, if you're Terrence Crawford, when I got word that Pacquiao's fighting Spence, Furniture's being thrown all across my room, son. I tell you what, I'm furious. You know?
That's funny.
I mean, are you kidding me?
No, that's crazy, bro.
And then to find out that so your runner up is Zepeda, that's who you get? You let Pacquiao go. You let what's his face go? Who's the guy? Sean Porter. You let Sean Porter go. I mean, come on, man. This is awful. Awful.
I was shocked they couldn't put that Sean Porter Crawford fight together, man.
Especially when both guys said, "Yeah, let's do it."
Yeah, I was shocked.
What else do we need? What else?
Yeah.
It's awful, man. That's terrible.
I feel bad for Terrence Crawford, man. But part of me does and part of me doesn't.
Part of me doesn't because you're the idiot that resigned when you knew everybody was on the other side of the street. You knew everybody was on the PBC side, and you said, no, I'm going to stay here. That's dumb.
People say, well, just because he crosses the other side of the street, he goes over to PBC, doesn't mean he's still going to get the fights. Yeah, but he's going to get better fights than he's getting now.
You know, look, man, and the other thing is, too, like I said, I don't feel, you know, like, it's the same thing, like, if you re-up with Bob Arum, because you know the landscape, then you just got what you got. That's the same way if you re-up a Golden Boy, you just got what you got, because that was a dumb move. After seeing Oscar on these, did you see Oscar on that Mike Tyson, the hot boxer on Mike Tyson?
Jeez. Oh, it was horrible.
This retard, I mean, he's talking about fighting, he said he's going to fight two more fights. And then fight what's his face, Floyd Mayweather or Canelo?
Okay.
So you're gonna you're tuning up with Vitor Belfort? Really? He's not even he doesn't have any professional fights, son. What are you doing?
Just stop at this point.
Like really, he didn't look good. He did not look good in that interview, man. I mean, like just physically did not look good.
Did not look good.
No. You know what I heard yesterday?
What's that?
And it's gonna be announced today. I think it's August 29th. Logan Paul, Jake Paul and Tyrone Woodley are fighting. You know where they're fighting? Titletown, Jack.
Wow, are you serious? You going?
I'm going, son.
See if you can get credentialed, bro.
I'll see. Yeah, I'll see. We'll see if we can get credentialed. But I know Antonio wants to go, too, so I might have to just buy tickets.
Oh, do what you got to do, bro.
Yeah, but I'd like to get credentialed. Maybe get interviews down there and everything like that. But, yeah, man, that's crazy. Up in Cleveland, they're fighting up in Cleveland. So it's going to be insane.
Tyrone Woodley will still talk to you. He's cool. He's cool.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy.
He's a nice guy. I think Jake Paul's going to knock him out, though.
I think so, too. D-Style says Belfort is 1-0. I guess 1-0 in boxing. So, yeah, I didn't know he had a professional fight, but I guess it stands to reason.
He's got good hands.
He's got real good hands.
He's good, bro.
And I'll tell you what, man, you know, man, while De La Hoya should win, it doesn't, I tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me otherwise. So it wouldn't surprise me if he lost. So
I have a feeling that I think D-Style said this to me too, and I kind of agree with him.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, son.
I have a feeling that Belfort is gonna score the upset here. But is it really an upset too?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Andrew Diaz said, if Silicon beat Chavez Jr., no way Pac doesn't beat Spence. Yeah, I don't know. Yayo says, is Kelly Swanson the PR person? I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
Not,
I have to double check it, but I don't think so.
Not for that event, I don't think.
Yeah.
Maybe, though, because it's on Showtime. She could be. I don't know.
Kelly Swanson's going to bet on my credit. Son, Kelly Swanson loves me. And when I say she loves me, trust me. All right? Kelly Swanson knows where it's at.
She's one person you don't want to get on your bad side, though, man. She can hold a grudge like no one's business, bro.
Tell me about it. You know, I'll tell you what.
You don't want to make her mad. You don't want him to get her anger. You don't.
So, yeah, man. So that's what's going on, man. That was a great interview. If you guys haven't seen the interview, all right, with Bob Arum, go ahead and check it out. Real quick, we're going to the phones real quick here. 915, you're live.
What's going on? What's going on? Hey, what's going on, guys? Really, really quick, really quick. Victor Belfort's first combat thing he practiced was boxing at the age of 12 or some shit like that. You know what I mean? And I don't even think the lawyer even not. I don't think he knows this, or he just thinks it's just an MMA guy. But there's a reason Belfort, like, nobody stands with him like that in MMA. If they do, they use kicks. He's also going to outweigh De La Hoya by, like, 30, 50 pounds, and, yes, that matters. So it's not a guarantee for a dude that's 50 and hasn't had a professional fight since Pacquiao blasted him years ago. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. That's all I want to say.
I think it's going to be real interesting, yeah.
What are the rules for this? Is it being scored? Can you score knockouts, or is it just going to be a straight exhibition?
You can't hit De La Hoya in the face, medium shots to the body, that kind of thing.
It's, I believe it's 2 minutes, eight rounds. 2 minutes, eight rounds is what I heard.
Well, you know what? I take back what I said. That'll definitely get him ready for Canelo if he wants to fight Canelo, won't it? 2 minute rounds? Yeah, I'd say so.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
My God.
At least Floyd fought 3 minute rounds. All right,
thank
man.
You, thanks, B-Style. Who was it? Yeah, are we going to see TRTV tour on here? I wonder if it's going to be TRTV tour.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but that's TRTV tour looked like a cartoon character, man. And he would go out and smash people, like Hulk smash people, man.
Yep, he looked like a freaking Marvel character.
TRTV tour. That would be great if we had TRTV tour for this. I don't know that we
will,
though.
See, George St. Pierre is on the Winter Soldier Falcons.
Yeah, he was in that whole thing. I think he was in one of those before, and they brought him back.
Yeah, he was in the Civil War, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
GSP's son.
He's pretty cool in that. I like that.
Yeah, I like GSP. He seems like a good guy. He wanted to fight De La Hoya. They wouldn't let him. UFC wouldn't let him, though. He's still under contract with the UFC.
Is he still in the contract now?
He is, yeah, because like they signed him for a certain amount of fights, and he retired before he hit that number of fights. So he can't come back. He's always under contract to the UFC, so if he comes back, he's got to negotiate that out. And
so,
they weren't letting him fight.
So he could be 50 and want to fight De La Hoya, and he'll still be on the contract?
Yep.
That's fucking
under the contract.
There's got to be a statute of limitations on some of that shit.
You want to hear
Dana White's crazy.
You want to hear the best contract in history, though? This is beautiful. Yeah. Bobby Bonilla, he's a baseball player. He used to play for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay. Yeah.
He retired a number of years ago. He still gets $3 million a year from Pittsburgh.
Why?
It's his contract. They owe him the money. They owe him the money. Every year he gets like three on a certain day. They call it Bobby Bonilla Day. And then he gets like $3.5 million or something like that.
Oh, my God.
And he's been retired for like ever.
How the fuck does that ever happen?
I don't know, but I'd like his agent, though, man. I'll tell you what.
Oh, my God.
How great is that?
Some of these deals are sick.
It's insane, man. All right, guys, that'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. Don't forget, catch us on Sunday at 7 p.m. And if any news breaks between now and then, you can catch it here. So we will see you guys 6 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. I got to do that again, man. 6 p.m. Eastern. We're moving our time to 6 p.m. this Sunday. So catch us then, all right?
Okay, thank you.